Yeah, I can't wait. It's been a really good pre-season. Like we've worked really hard. We've been in since January. We've been working on our own for, I'd say it was about 5 or 6 weeks. We had our own program to do, which everyone was doing really well. And then we came in, got together, everyone was buzzing. We've been just working really hard. We've been doing really well in our pre-season games and stuff. So yeah, I can't wait to get going now.
And it must have been such a relief when you actually did get back out on the field and you could actually train together instead of just doing it over Zoom or whatever.
Yeah, it was. Obviously, it's like extremely hard training on your own, motivation-wise and stuff. It's really hard to get up off the couch, but thankfully we had a group chat to kind of motivate each other. So everyone was posting in what they were doing, and that kind of got everyone else up and going and stuff like that. But it's really good to be back together because you weren't sure if we were going to be able to get back onto a pitch this year, what the story was. So yeah, we feel very lucky that we're allowed to go out and play and enjoy it.
And by Wexford's own high standards, really, last season was a bit of a letdown. What do you think that was down to?
Yeah, we didn't have a great season at all last year. I'm not really sure what was down to be honest. It was very tough. I suppose we were kind of in pre-season from last January, and we'd done a full pre-season, and then I think it was the Thursday before our first game, everything went into lockdown. So I think the season got cancelled then, and we were just kind of left in limbo. Nobody knew what was happening, so we were kind of trying to keep our fitness up until, I can't even remember, was it July sometime or August
In the summer
that
anyway,
we
yeah.
were, yeah, that we were now back training. So we were kind of training on our own for such a long time. I suppose all the other teams were as well, so it's not really an excuse, but I think just mentally it was very hard, and I suppose it could have played a factor in the season that we had. I'm not really sure, but everyone has those seasons, so we'll just pick it back up again this year.
What's the biggest change do you think it needs to be made now coming into this year?
I'm not really sure, to be honest. We just need to, I suppose, get our head down and work hard, which we always do. But we're just focused on working hard as a team and then getting back to where we were in the previous season and winning trophies. That's our main focus now at the moment.
You'd have come through at Fort Celtic before you moved in with Wexford, isn't that right?
Yeah, I did.
And actually, I was chatting to Evan Farrell there just beforehand. He's working with the senior men's there, of course. He's also a Fort Celtic man, and Lynn Marie Grant, she's also come from Fort. So is there something in the water up there that brings out top-class footballers?
No, it's a very good club up there, and it's a really good setup. I absolutely loved playing there when I was younger, and it was a very hard club to leave. But yeah, they've got some very good players coming through. Like the women's team is very good.
Just tell us a little bit about why you decided to come to Wexford FC or Wexford Utes, of course. When did you decide to make the step up to League of Ireland status?
I think I was 16 at the time. I suppose John Flood rang me and asked me if I would come and train with them when I was 15. But I was actually very shy, so I didn't. I was too scared to go, to be honest. And then he rang me when I was 16 again, and he asked me to come and play. So I went and went for a trial and all that crack, and then he signed me, and I've been playing for Wexford ever since then. So, yeah.
You've also represented your country as well. Tell us about receiving your first cap. That was in 2015 against America. There was 18,000 fans, I believe, at that game.
Yeah, that was class. Can't even put into words to describe that feeling. It was unbelievable. Like, it's obviously such a proud moment representing your country, and then especially against one of the best teams in the world in front of that many people. Like, I actually can't even describe how it felt, but yeah, it was very, very good.
And of course, in front of all those people, you'd need a little, sort of tone of home. You had Jessica Gleeson and Nicholas Sinnott were part of that team as well. So did that help to sort of ground you a little bit that you did have people that you knew there?
Yeah, like it was very, very. I'm very close to the two of them, so it was great having them there with me, like some of your teammates to experience that with as well. So it did help an awful lot, thank God. And then obviously all the girls on the team at the time were very helpful with calming me down and calming the nerves. And I think Sue Ronan was the manager at the time, so she was very helpful as well.
Unfortunately, then the following March, you picked up a dreadful injury playing for WIT. That was a cruciate ligament. It must have been really difficult to come back from that.
Yeah, it was. I was absolutely devastated because I think at the time I was just kind of, I was getting into myself and kind of playing really well at the time. So I was heartbroken when I got injured first, and then I came back from that injury, unfortunately, done tore the ACL in my other knee. I'd say I was only back about 6 months. It was my first game back at Wexford. I tore my other knee again. So, but the second time I actually found it a lot easier to come back from because I kind of knew what I had to do. made the first time, so I just didn't make those mistakes again. So now, touch wood, I'm back flying, so hopefully there won't be any more injuries.
One problem for Wexford last year was the lack of goals. Wexford, usually when you had the likes of Rihanna up front, you were usually beating teams, you know, 3-4-0 at times. Those goals kind of dried up a little bit last year with Rihanna moving on. We mentioned Lynn Marie, she's been brought in to supply the goals this year. Do you think that puts a lot of pressure on her, or does the whole team have to step up now?
No, I don't think it puts pressure on anyone. I think just everyone has to, I suppose we all have to step up and start scoring goals. We have been creating a lot more and our pre-season games and stuff, we've been doing really well. So, yeah, no, I don't really think there's pressure on anyone. I think everyone's just going to have to take responsibility. We don't actually have an out-and-out striker, but everyone's well able to score goals. So I think that's good as well, that we have goal scorers all over the pitch.
Kim Flood has also come back in. She's basically a dab hand at any sport that she tries, rugby, Gaelic football, soccer. So it's good to have that level of experience at the back too.
Yeah, exactly. She's, I think, represented her country in nearly every sport now at this stage. So it's great to have her on the team and her experience with playing at such high level. And she's very good personality in the team as well. She's come in and she's fit straight in. So we're absolutely delighted to have her in here as well.
The big kind of headline grabber at Wexford for the last couple of years is Ellen Malloy. So young coming into the side, but you yourself started playing football for Wexford when you were about 16, kind of 17. So were you able to give her any advice on how to tackle top level football at that age?
Yeah, she's unbelievable. She's absolutely probably the best player that we have. And like, for her going ahead and playing for the senior team at such a young age and coming on, like, obviously we're all helping her, but she's helping her with everything, but she's actually very grounded and she's well able to handle herself. So yeah, she's fine.
You're still quite young yourself, really, about 24, 25 I make it?
25, yeah.
Yeah, so, and yet you're in this squad for nearly 10 years now, so do you see yourself as one of the leaders in Wexford?
Yeah, I suppose a few of us have had to step up this season, and like myself, Ashton Crawley, Lauren Dwyer, Lolly Conlon, have all kind of, I suppose, realised that we're becoming the senior players now, and we've been there for a very long time. There's a lot of people younger than us, so we kind of have to start stepping up and start leading as well, because like, obviously sometimes we feel like we're still the younger ones because you wouldn't see the time passing by. But yeah, we definitely have to step up and start becoming leaders on and off the pitch, which like, we've learned very well from Kylie Murphy. Sure, she's one of the best, definitely the best captain that I've ever had in my life. I couldn't imagine myself being captained by anyone else, to be honest. I can't see anyone matching her, but yeah, we're learning from one of the best anyway, so that's a good start.
A bit of news coming out this week was that Energia are going to be looking after your sponsorship fees this year, which must take an awful lot of pressure off of you guys.
Yeah, oh my god, like, we couldn't believe it when we were told. It's a huge, huge step for us to not have to go out and look for sponsorships. And like, fair play to Energia for coming in and doing that for us. It's so much easier because we can go and focus on football then. We don't have to focus on bringing in money, you know, to play for the season. So like, definitely thanks so much, Energia, for that. It's huge, huge for us.
What's your goal for the upcoming season?
I just want to have, I suppose, a good season. I kind of had an okay season last season, so I want to obviously top that and then win a few trophies with the club, I suppose.
And how far away are you from winning those trophies, do you think? Strong league?
Strong league. It's very competitive. Like, all the teams are competitive, but I suppose you have to be confident in yourself, don't you? So I believe, and I think everyone on the team believes, that we can go out and win some trophies this year. We've been doing, like I said, like, we've had a really good pre-season. We've been playing really well, so I've every faith in all the girls that we're going to go out and at least we'll compete for trophies. Sure, like, what team doesn't want to go out and win trophies, you know?